and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah, as my voice cracks for some reason at the beginning of this recording.
You know.
Anyways, how's it going, Sarah? Oh, it's wait. Going. Hold on.
We didn't do our actual intro, but I mean, it's going.
This is very early in the morning for me. Well, it's not early in the morning. It's noon. This is the earliest we've ever recorded. I'm just now drinking coffee because it's a lazy Saturday. Anyways, back to one.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
I'm Sarah.
And on today's episode, who knows? Because we haven't talked about it.
This seems to be
a running theme with us in the last couple of episodes, because we haven't really talked about what we're going to discuss until the episode starts. Yeah.
You know. And you know what? I'm kind of enjoying the winging it, though, because I don't know. It just feels more authentic, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice. I do like having like a structure to show like this is what we're going to talk about.
Right.
But it is also nice to just kind of free ball it and just go with the flow.
Go with the flow. Oh my God. I have so much to tell you.
Oh yeah.
So much. Okay. So first of all, I am watching Oakley while my roommates are on vacation. So it's just me and the little dachshund for the next 10 days.
I thought they had more than one dog.
They do.
Oh, okay.
So Denali is staying with Liz's mom. Denali's the husky.
Yeah.
And Pico, the chihuahua, is staying with one of Liz's coworkers because he's old as fuck and has to be taken care of a very specific way.
Yeah.
And then there's Toothless, the cat. But, you know, you don't have to do much for a cat. Well, not all cats, but some cats really just don't have to do that much. And then there's Oakley. And the person who originally was going to watch Oakley ended up having to cancel. So I volunteered to watch Oakley because he's my favorite. He knows that he's my favorite too. So anyway, we just don't tell the others, but Oakley's my favorite. Anyway, so Oakley and I are hanging out for the next... Okay, Sarah, just throw stuff on the floor. The next 10 days while my roommates are on vacation. And I got an offer letter for a job at an aquarium that's not just an aquarium, though.
No.
They have other animals besides fish and sharks. Like, they have birds. They have lemurs. They have a capybara.
So it's kind of like a tropical animals.
Kinda. There's a tortoise named Spartacus who just wanders around. Just like, that's just his that's just his thing. They all refer to him as the head of HR. If you have a complaint, you have to go tell Spartacus. Hilarious. The pay is not great. It's $13 an hour, but it's a guaranteed paycheck rather than just having to drive for Uber Eats and hope.
Yeah.
So there's that. I'm waiting to hear back more information because they sent me something offering me full time, but I'm not going to work full time for $13 an hour.
No. Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to work full time, I'm getting paid. I'm getting paid. I did, however, reach back out to the job that I ended up not getting because it's been almost 6 months now.
Yeah.
So I messaged my contact there and was asking her, you know, do you know when I would be able to reapply? Because honestly, I think if I can reapply there, I'm just gonna go for it. I'm just gonna do that. Because unfortunately, as much as I love LBJ, it's not sustainable for me.
Yeah, it's a long drive, isn't it? And then
it's a half hour drive. And yes, I get paid $16.75, but I only get to work like 2 or 3 days a week.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not enough. So if I can find a full-time job that pays me well, I'm unfortunately going to have to go for that because I need financial stability.
Have you gotten your driver's license fixed yet?
No, I know. I need to do that. The problem has been just that I just have not had the money to pay for it.
Yeah.
So it's been one of those things where I have other bills that have to come first real quick and then get my license taken care of.
Well, that ticket's gonna be pretty hefty if you don't.
I know. I know.
And then it could possibly suspend your license.
They could suspend my license. That's true.
I don't understand that. It's like, why do I have to pay each state to get a driver's license? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand it either.
Like, it should be one universal license for the entire United States.
Right. I'm just like, okay, it's not like I have another country. Like, it's not like we're other countries.
And like, it's not like the income is that's not very much income. It's like $30 per license, per driver's license.
Right.
So you're not, the state isn't making that much income based off of the driver's license, because that's probably barely enough to pay the salaries of the employees that work at the BMV or RMV or DMV.
Or whatever.
That's the other thing. It's like, why are there five different names for the same thing?
Oh my God. Right. I don't understand that either. I'm just like, just come up with it. I mean, it's all the same thing, but
the United States is weird.
The United States is fucked, if we're being honest right now.
So I have something funny that I need. I have a couple videos that I want to go through and like listen to and watch. And then we can talk about them. But I am obsessed with this thing, and it's been driving Ryan insane. I don't know if you've seen it. I may have shared one. But let me share, and I'm going to share with my sound real quick. Let me know if you can see it.
Yes, I can see it.
Okay. So this is just the artwork for someone just created artwork for this whole thing. And I love it. So this is T.S. Madison, and she's on The Bald and the Beautiful, which is Trixie and Katya's podcast that they have.
Uh-huh.
And she's referencing this really old movie. I don't remember what the movie's called, and Ryan talked about it, and I don't remember what it is. But she just says, not the boar worms. So we're going to watch the video real quick. We're not going to watch the whole thing because it's like a full minute long, but we'll watch the short clip of it where she's talking about it and Katya's losing her mind.
Okay.
All right.
Not the boar worms. Not the boar worms.
What are the boar worms?
The boar worms are the worms, the stuff. You're not the boar worms.
Oh, no.
Not the boar worms.
Not the boar worms.
Not the boar worms.
Did they say it all sensual
not,
like that?
Look at it. It's not the boar worms.
That's all we'll watch, but it's so funny. It goes so for so long. And I've been saying it so much, so randomly to Ryan, and it'll just be like when we're laying down, getting ready to go to sleep, I'll just look at him and be like, not the boar worms, and like rub his chest. He's like, he's like, stop touching me and stop. You're annoying. It's so funny, but I've been obsessed, and it's taking over TikTok because it's every few episodes or every few swipes, it's like someone riffing on not the boar worms.
Fair. Reasonable.
Hilarious. But I saw that and I was like, oh my God, this is hilarious. And then it just like took off on TikTok. And then this beautiful, this is really good artwork. I don't remember.
It is really good artwork.
Artist is, but I took it from I think it was on Instagram or something. They posted it. Or maybe it was a TikTok. I like the TikTok, so I can go back and find it. But it's really cool.
It is.
And then I have a video that we'll watch. So just some backstory for this. Apparently so on TikTok, when you're scrolling, there are some things where it'll show you a TikTok, and then in the like lower left hand corner, just above the name of the person, it says from your contacts.
Oh, yes.
And I'm like, a lot of the times I see that, and I'm like, I have no idea who this person is. How are they in my contacts? So I don't know if it goes by like the name or like the email address that they have associated or what, but it's like, this person, I don't know this person. So this is a video showing someone kind of interacting with a person that says it's from their contacts.
No, he did not. The caption reads, have a terrific Friday. Thanks for bringing everyone together, Tyler. I don't even have words anymore. I swear, my early 30s looks so different in my head.
Friend, so did mine.
So yeah, he's scrolling through TikTok, and one of the TikToks is from Barney the Dinosaur.
Yeah.
Like the official Barney the Dinosaur TikTok page. And he's like, it says from your contacts. So now I'm going through my contacts trying to figure out who the hell is Barney, because I apparently know Barney.
I mean, and then Barney responded.
Yeah, it is really weird that it's like, how does it decide that it's from your contacts?
And yeah, does it even I don't know. And I wondered if that's like something AI.
Yeah.
Like if you have like a similar named person in your contacts and that's what they go with. Because I've noticed that as well. And like when I'm on TikTok, I'm very rarely on TikTok anymore. Because I have a nasty, nasty habit of doom scrolling. And it's worse with TikTok. I can pull myself out of a YouTube doom scroll. I can pull myself out of an Instagram doom scroll. I cannot pull myself out of a TikTok doom scroll. If I am on TikTok doom scrolling, we are doom scrolling until the end of time.
Yeah, I am. It was funny because he was like, I don't even know how many. And then he was like, I started going through my TikTok or my contacts. And I was like, I don't know 1800 people. My contacts on my phone say I have over 1800 people that I have in my phone. I don't know that many people. And I've had the same things. Like, I don't know that many people because mine says I have 1,304 contacts, but it also has my work. A lot of people from my work email that I regularly message or have messaged in the past that are on my phone too. So my personal email or my personal phone list, I have 164, 46 and 18.
I don't even know how to like,
I don't know if it's easy enough on Androids. I had to scroll all the way to the bottom of my contact list to see the number.
Weird. And then I'm over here going, I need to delete some of these people. Like what?
And it's one of those things where you don't really maintain your contact list because unless like someone's that you regularly message, their phone number changes. But how often are people changing their phone number is the thing.
Right.
Like I've had the same phone number since 2009, I want to say, and it hasn't changed. Speaking of someone, like I got two calls. So the saga of the James Martin that bought a Honda in Indianapolis continues because I keep getting emails from them.
Oh my God.
Even though they've said, oh, we'll remove your name, your information from our contact list. It's like, obviously you fucking have it because I keep getting emails. And then the other day I got a call and they were like, is this James Martin? I was like, can I help you? They were like, is this James Martin from blah, blah, blah? And I was like, no. They're like, well, is this James Martin that works at blah, blah, blah? I was like, no, you have the wrong number. And they were like, oh, okay, well, we'll remove you from our list. And then I got two more calls from that person later, from that phone number later. And I was like, you people obviously aren't removing me from your list.
Yeah.
Because you keep asking me, this is the second time I've gotten a call from you. And you keep asking me if it's James Martin from a specific place. And it's like, it's not.
I'm not
that James Martin. Lose my phone number. It's ridiculous.
Get rid of my phone number. God, I hate that.
I don't remember what this one is, but I wanted to talk. Oh, it's Adele. So I just want to talk about how freaking amazing Adele is and how like person, like real person she is. So this was at a concert where it was raining and she just continued with the concert because she didn't want to stop or she didn't want to cancel the concert just because it was raining.
Right.
So this is the video of her like interacting with the camera person.
And you thought
it's not just one off. It's my fifth show. Get your camera off my trailers. I saw that. Don't put the camera on my feet. Look. Oh, I think he's trying to tell it my laces. It's not done like that. That's what he's trying to tell me. One second. Hang on. I don't know what to do because can someone come and help me hold my fucking right for a second?
So I like her so much. She's so fun.
She is so fun. Oh my God. Not the Plankton Pink Pony Club.
And then this is the last one, and then we can move on.
Oh my God. All right.
We're not going to listen to the whole thing because it's over a minute long. So this is the AI concerts. Things are hilarious.
I know she's got a scream. God, we're happy tied. You're a pink pony girl. And you dance at the club, oh mama. I'm just having fun.
It's a banger, though.
On the stage in my heels. It's where
it would have been funnier if I'm
down at the pink pony club. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the pink pony club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Hollywood.
The only issue with that is some of the lyrics are wrong.
Yeah.
Because it's, I'm just having fun. And they said, I'm not having fun. And then maybe they're changing it for Plankton. But it's also, Mama said, what have you done? And they said, why have you died? It's like, that's also not the lyrics.
Yeah.
So maybe they're just changing it.
Also AI though. So it's not going to be.
Yeah. 100% accurate.
To be honest, I really don't like the AI generated stuff. I don't generally watch it, and I will always thumbs down it, especially like on YouTube.
Yeah.
If I see it, because a lot of it is just about stealing other people's hard work. Like Pink, don't get me wrong, like that Plankton Pink Pony Club, okay, that's funny. That's some funny shit.
Yeah.
Like that I'm okay with. But like there's a lot, especially on YouTube, making like deep fakes and things like that using AI.
Yeah, I think because the regulations haven't caught up to how fast AI is changing and adapting, there are a lot of issues with people doing things like that. And there's not really, YouTube has regulations or requirements around it where you can't post something as actual content and say that it was like something that someone did. You have to say it's parody, or you have to include that it is AI generated.
Yeah.
In the caption somewhere. Now, when they say somewhere, it can be like buried deep in the actual, what is it called? Description section.
Yeah.
It can be buried very deep in the description section. So it's possible that people could look at it and think that it's real and then not realize that it's actually artificial intelligence generated.
Yeah. What was I going to tell you?
I don't know.
I was going to tell you something. I mean, there's a lot of things that I was going to tell you. So.
And she yells at me. Jesus.
Okay. So, as we all know, I'm a fan of K-pop.
K-pop, unfortunately,
is a thing that I enjoy. Okay. And so, this fucking week, one of my favorite groups, my favorite person in said group, got kicked out of their whole, not just their group, but the whole company for sex crimes.
Oh.
And I was like, what the fuck? So the group is called NCT. And the person who got kicked out is Moon Tail. And he's like the last person that I expected to hear this about. But apparently he was sexually harassing a 12-year-old girl. And this man is 30. I'm like, oh my God. But it's not even just that though. So anybody else who listens to K-pop, sorry, cut off at my face there. Anybody who listens to K-pop.
I like you say that like they even care. They can't see this. No one listening to this can see that.
I was apologizing to you because you're the person I'm talking to. But no, the companies, especially SM Entertainment, really try to gloss over any bad shit that their people do. So like, for example, my favorite group, Super Junior, okay? They are run by SM Entertainment. One of their singers, Kangen, is a severe alcoholic. Like, he has been in several drunk driving accidents. But SM refused to drop him. They kept putting him on like little mini hiatuses, or, you know, be like, oh no, we can like this, we can fix him kind of mantra. Because they just want to keep making money off of him rather than addressing any of the actual problems. But with Tae-il, they removed him so fast that everybody, like the collective K-pop world, is like, what else did he do? Because they did that so fucking fast. They didn't try to be like, oh, he's just going on a temporary hiatus, blah, 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 nah. Or, you know, something like that. No, they immediately were like, nah, you're goodbye.
Maybe it talks to the standards of that company, like their higher standards. They have higher. I don't really know. I have no idea. SM, or maybe they just they just really wanted him gone.
Maybe they just really wanted him gone. And I mean, that's true too. But I'm just over here like, what the fuck? So anyway, so that I was talking about that with my mother. Okay. And I don't remember how we got onto this other topic. But then we were talking about somebody that I used to know when I was a kid. And his name is Christopher Denton. Okay. He was part of an a cappella quartet, he and his brothers. And they, you know, Christian based, blah, blah, blah. They helped us get our first computer in the 90s as part of a homeschooling program. Well, I considered Christopher Denton a friend, okay, for a long time. And I recognize now that I should not have, because he was so, so much older than I was. And I feel like in that, you can't, there's a fine line. You can be friendly with a child, but as an adult, but you can't really be friends with a child, you know? Yeah. You have to have that certain boundary. Anyway, so I was like, oh, I should look him up. So I looked him up and discovered that he's currently serving a prison sentence for child sex abuse.
Wow. Sarah, the friends you keep, geez.
I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, geez.
So then I'm obviously going over like every fucking conversation I've ever had with this person. Not that I've talked to him in years at this point, which in retrospect is probably because I got too old for him to be interested, which is really fucking gross. But anyway, I'm just over here like, oh my God, the only thing that saved me from actually being physically sexually abused by this man rather than just groomed, which in retrospect he absolutely was doing to me, was the fact that he was living in California. Like, that's the only thing that was saving me. I'm like, what the fuck? So I've been having to sit with that for a hot minute. Like, okay, all right. Let's just, you know, our favorite singer is a pedophile, and then our fucking someone we thought of as a friend when we were growing up is also a pedophile, and
I don't know why, but I keep getting emails from Spencer Alerts.
What?
Yeah, I don't understand. It's an email address that's called Spencer Alerts, and it tells me like what's going on in Spencer, and I'm like, I don't live in Spencer, so I don't care, and I wouldn't have signed up for anything like that.
Right.
I don't understand what's happening. Hang on. So I did pull some articles that I wanted to talk about too. But the first one is 255 funny questions to ask a friend.
Oh, okay.
Although when it says 265 or 55,
we don't have to go through all those.
We don't have to go through all those. No, but also 128 of those are specifically for one friend. And then there's a bunch of them that are for best friends. And then there's a bunch of them that are friend group. And then work friends.
Okay. So are we going with the best friends one?
Sure. Let me send you the link. like they're best friends. I hate that terminology.
Best friends. You don't like being my best friend?
I don't like it because it's very like you're ranking your friends, and I don't really rank my friends. I just have friends.
I mean, that's true.
I'm closer friends with other people than some.
I mean, fair. Okay, funny questions to ask you. Best friend. All right. Go
down. Some of these aren't really funny. They're just more boring.
I mean, I guess it's funny depending on who you are. Some of them are probably...
The term funny is subjective. It's very subjective.
Yes. That is correct. Like,
what is the last movie that made you cry? How is that funny?
I don't know. Some people cry at funny stuff. Okay. What's your go-to dance move? I'm not going to ask you to show me, but that's because it'd be pointless. This is audio format.
Standing in the corner scowling at other people dancing because I don't dance.
I don't dance. My go-to dance move is chair dancing because that's usually... no, okay. Wait, why did you give me that one?
Chair dancing, Sarah. Okay.
So nasty. What it is you know, just like dancing with my arms, because most of the time that I'm dancing, I'm not getting to go out and go dancing. I'm just dancing in my car. I'm just sitting in my car waving my arms like I just don't care. That is my go-to dance move.
Yeah, I will say it's not so much like Elaine from Seinfeld dancing that I would do, because I have a little bit more rhythm than that, and I don't look like I'm about to have a seizure from dancing. But it's like, it's not, I don't really dance because I don't go out anywhere. So like the most that I do is kind of like the head bop and like the move around type of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the very, very Caucasian dancing, limited to very, very few movements, maybe a little bit of finger pointing every now and then type of thing. Very Caucasian.
Well, to be fair, we are, in fact, Caucasian.
They were asking about people that wanted to join the hip hop dance class at work because they started an employee resource group called OLA. And they were like, salsa. There was one that they were going to do salsa and then hip hop dance. And then I think there was something else. I can't remember what the other one is. And I was like, I don't think you understand. I have a very serious case of the Caucasians and I can't dance. So it doesn't work out. It would be very bad. They're like, well, that's what this is for.
Very serious curse. Oh my God. It's so funny.
Right. Let's see. What's your biggest irrational fear?
My biggest irrational fear would be that the storm grates are going to cave underneath me and I'm going to fall down into them.
I don't, based on the infrastructure in the United States, I don't think that's irrational.
I mean,
I think that's quite rational, actually.
You know, maybe it's a possibility, but I feel that way about like anything. If I can see under me, I automatically believe at some point I'm gonna fall. Like I'm just gonna fall. It's gonna break. And that's it. Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah. I think that's more like it's more rational than you'd think. Like mine is I don't really have any irrational fears. I'm not afraid of much, which is crazy. I mean, I'm afraid of failure. That's not really an irrational fear, though, because it's right. Like that's something that people fail all the time.
I was gonna say we're all afraid of fear. Come on, failure. I mean,
but like, there's nothing that it's not like, oh, I'm afraid that I'm gonna fall asleep and then a spider's gonna crawl into my ear, legs, my brain, and then I'm gonna take over my body type of thing. Like, that's not a thing.
I wasn't afraid of that until you said it out loud. And now that's the new irrational fear.
Oh, it's funny.
Okay. What's the weirdest thing you wanted to be when you grew up?
I mean, I wanted to be like a teacher, which is weird because I didn't.
Because you hate kids.
I hate children.
I mean, Mrs. Petrie did it for years, so.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know what just happened there, but it like screeched in my ear when you said that.
I'm so sorry. Well, Mrs. Petrie, though, hated children, and she did it. She should not have.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you don't have to teach children to be a teacher.
That's true.
A professor in like a college. I also don't like people, though. That's the thing. I don't like people.
You know.
And there's a thing that I think I sent it to the group. It says, I'm a very people. I have a very people-y job for someone who doesn't like people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this one's, oh, did you say what you would?
No, I had not. The weirdest thing that I wanted to be when I grew up was I wanted to be an OBGYN missionary in China. Because I grew up in a really conservative Christian household. And so at the time in the 90s, China had that one child law.
Yeah.
Where if you got pregnant again, they would like you'd have a forced abortion and all that. And so in my mind, I was like, abortion is wrong. Abortion is evil. And I mean, I do agree that forced abortions are evil and wrong. Any dictation on somebody else's body is wrong. But I just had this idea that I was going to go over there and I was going to make things better. I was going to like help deliver babies in secret.
Which, I mean, it's still something that you could aspire to, but it's less because you think abortion is wrong and more because you think that forced abortion is wrong. But it's also not a thing anymore.
Yeah, I don't think they do that anymore. I think the one child policy got repealed.
Yeah. So this one's kind of a twofer. It's what is one celebrity you would want to be friends with and who is one celebrity you would not want to be friends with?
Okay, well, the person that I don't want to be friends with is super easy. I do not want to be friends with Ben Affleck.
Okay.
At all. I have never liked Ben Affleck. I've never understood the appeal of Ben Affleck.
Did you hear that him and Jennifer are no longer together?
Yeah, that Bennifer is ended again. Shock of the fucking year. It's because he hasn't worked on himself at all. I don't know what she was thinking, but...
She's also kind of a piece of garbage too, though.
I mean, true. True. But, like, I absolutely... I don't know. The more I get to hear about him, the more I'm just like... I'm so glad I never liked him.
Yeah. So what is one celebrity you would want to be friends with? Who is?
Wano from Monsta X, who is a K-pop band. And it's just because he's just so sweet and caring and cuddly. And I want to believe that he's like that in real life and not just the persona that he shows.
Yeah. Well, I would say, so for who I would want to be friends with is definitely Adele. I think she would be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
A loving friend, it looks like. And then not friends. It's more of a like an idea of a type of celebrity. And it's those like entitled celebrities that think they should get something just because they're a celebrity. Or like influencers that think they're celebrities, but they're really like micro influencers that maybe have some clout in their small area because they like get TikTok views or something like that.
Right.
But they don't actually have any celebrity behind their name, but they assume that people are going to give them stuff just because, well, I have 200,000 followers on TikTok.
Okay, and?
It's like, and? I have a brain. There you go.
I mean, if you had to eat the same meal at least once a day, what would it be?
Meal?
Yeah, it says meal, but I mean, you could pick just a food.
I mean, if I could eat like strawberries every single day, so maybe like an oatmeal that had strawberries in it, I would want to do that because I love strawberries and I love oatmeal.
Fair. I love both of those things as well. It's so funny because with the being neurodivergent, I do shit like that all the time where I eat the same meal at least once a day, every yeah. single day. Most recently, that's been Honey Nut Cheerios. Just a big ass bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios.
You know, weird thing, whenever I eat Honey Nut Cheerios, I have a really strange like belch later.
Same.
And then it always like, this is so disgusting, but it always tastes really weird.
Yeah. Super weird for no fucking reason.
Yeah. It's very strange.
But like while I'm eating them, they taste amazing and I love. So that's currently what I've been hyper fixating on. But in the past, there was one point where I ate a bowl of rice with avocado every single day. Like without fail. Bowl of rice, avocado. So, I mean, when you're on the spectrum, every meal can be an everyday meal.
So we can do one more each and then we can move on. So let's see. Oh, this one's fun. Remember that dress meme from years ago? What color did you see?
I saw the blue and black.
I don't see how anyone could see the white and gold. Like in no avenue could I ever look at that and see white and gold.
Yeah, I never saw the white or gold. And it's like with that Yanny and Laurel thing too.
Oh really?
Yeah, like I always heard Laurel. I never heard Yanny.
I heard both.
I never heard Yanny.
But it was typically like you have to think about the word and then you'll hear it.
I mean, that means you're being influenced.
I know.
Hearing that
specific But yeah, thing. But once you know that's what it is, then it's easier to hear. It's kind of like the blue and black or white and gold. But my thing is I could never see the white and gold.
I could never see the white and gold either. What's the last thing you did for the first time?
I don't know.
So I know I did something recently for the first time and was like, this was wild. Why was I this old? But now I can't remember what it was. But something that I did recently that I did for the first time was... I made a very special gift for Nick because his birthday was yesterday. And I'm going, we're having the second birthday party today. The theme is bald. So everybody's going to have a bald cap.
Oh, that's fun.
It's going to be so funny.
Is it because Nick is going bald?
No, it's just because it's funny. But so for his birthday, I didn't have a lot of money, as is per usual for me. And so I decided to write him every single day for like, I started doing it in July. So like 41 days, I wrote him like little things like, oh, this is something I love about you. Or here's a little drawing, or this is what I was thinking about today. Or, you know, that kind of thing. So like I've never given somebody a gift like that before. I've never created a gift like this before. So it feels like very like, oh my God, oh my God. Yeah. So I'm going to give it to him today, but I'm like stressed.
Well, I would say, okay, I guess I came up with one. So going or submitting the podcast to a, like, it wasn't really a competition, but it was like a thing to talk about podcasts. I've never really submitted something to like a committee to be reviewed or anything like that.
Right.
Although now that I think about it, I'm going to have to do that now with my doctorate. I have to submit it to a committee to review, and then they have to approve it and sign off on it so that it can be published.
Yeah.
You also self-published on Amazon. That's something to be proud of.
Yeah, that's true. And actually, speaking of that, yesterday I stopped at a local bookstore and asked them what the process would be if I wanted to sell some of my books at their location. So yeah. I'm gonna look into that this next week. I think it'd be cool.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
Sorry, I was just looking at a video that I have on my on my camera, and it's from the collar run where I was wearing the unicorn outfit.
Oh my God, yes.
Here, I'll share my screen and you can look at it, because people aren't going to be able to see it because it also has children in it, but you can see it.
Oh my God.
This one is me.
Obsessed.
And then this one was our director's daughter. She wanted to do it as well. And then, so this is the video.
Is everyone ready? Woo-hoo! Does everyone understand the route? Okay.
Go cheer everyone on, Addison.
I should have ran this.
Jesus. But yeah, that was the start of the collar run. Everybody was like, okay, you can go now. Wait, anything else? I do have another, now that I say that, I do have another article that we can look at and talk about. So there's two that I have, and I'll pull them up and shoot. Well, I can send them to you, and we can talk about them together. So the first one is, it's USN, the US News. Okay, I thought it was from Fox News, the way that little thing looked. I was like, well, we can't talk about that one then.
You were like, well, forget that.
So the first one is about fake cows that are being used at state fairs instead of regular cows. And it's because a bunch of cows in California, I guess, contracted bird flu. So instead of actually milking real cows, which they do sometimes in state fairs, or you have the ability to do, they're rigging up fake cows to have people come up and like actually do the milking action.
Okay.
I mean, hey, it happens. And it looks like a couple of other areas are still doing like real cows where they have the real cows, but they're having people wear like gloves and stuff, and they're not allowing them to take the milk or use the milk for anything. Michigan canceled their dairy shows. Iowa shuttered from its milk barn. What that means. But that's something that's happening, and that was from today, actually. Today.
190 dairy herds nationwide have been infected since March, and 13 farm workers tested positive following exposure to cows and poultry. The workers all recovered, and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say H5N1, also known as the bird flu, remains a low risk for the general public. Still, the CDC is advising people not to eat, drink, or touch anything in animal areas at fairs.
Now, my question, though, is it the animals that contracted it and then passed it on to the humans, or is it the opposite, where the humans actually got it and they then passed it on to the cows?
So it looks like the cows are the ones, the cows and the poultry are the ones who contracted it.
Yeah. Contract and contracted is very, very close.
got it first. And then pass it along to the workers, because this is the 13 farm workers who tested positive, only tested positive after they'd been exposed to the cows and poultry.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but apparently, according to this, fairgoers in Wisconsin, at least, said they were not aware of or concerned about the guidelines and just going about. And this is how so many people died from COVID. It's like everybody's just like, oh, we don't care.
Yeah, just kind
of. Who cares?
Blind awareness.
But no, did you hear anything like about the possibility that we might get shut down again?
No.
So, I don't remember who told me. Somebody told me, it might have been Horace. I think it was Horace. That they thought that we were going to get shut down again because of, you know, COVID. Like, there's a new one, I guess, a new variant going on around. And I was like thinking about that. And then my boss sent a mass email saying, hey, so in case anything happens, we're providing free COVID testing. What is happening? So I don't know, but I mean, I don't think I ever had bird flu. I came very close to having swine flu.
Yeah, I remember that.
But I was lucky and I did not have swine flu. I just had the regular old flu.
Yeah. I had COVID, but that was about it.
I had long COVID.
Yeah, but the other one is a little bit more, it's kind of annoying and sad a little bit when you like read it, and frustrating. So basically what it's called, have you seen this emotional support gator?
Oh my
God. Wally's owner says he's lost in Georgia. So it basically, I read the first part of it, and apparently there's this alligator that will go around to like nursing homes and visit like people that are kind of homebound or whatever, to kind of make them feel a little kind of like a dog, like they would typically take dogs around to do the same thing,
right?
Like an emotional support dog. But apparently someone has stolen it from the owner, dropped it off at someone's front yard to do like a prank. And then the person called the DNR, which then had a trapper come out and take it, and dropped it off in a swamp with 20 other alligators, because they didn't know that it was like an emotional support alligator. They just thought it was an alligator that had gotten loose. So now this basically domesticated alligator is lost and probably more than likely dead, because he was put amongst 20 other alligators. And more than likely what has happened is they killed this other alligator.
Right. And like, I'm looking at this, and this poor guy, he's like, this alligator means a lot to me. Actually, he means as much to me as my own children.
It's very frustrating. Like the way that people just have no regard for other people's stuff is insanity to me.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, what? You just stole somebody's pet and like threw it into somebody else's yard for just thinking, what? What?
Insane. It kind of, it's like the conversation we've had a couple times where we dents in cars because people will open their doors and not pay attention, or they'll let their kids open their doors and they'll open them into the side of another person's car, and then that car is just now dinged for the rest of its existence, and unless it gets into an accident and that part gets replaced.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's the fact that people care so little about other people is insane.
No, I agree. I don't understand. And frankly, I find it kind of disgusting that people just don't respect other people and other people's autonomy and property. Like, come on. Be so for real right now. We're adults. Like, what the fuck? But
so how was the you were going to a kink party last weekend?
So much fun. It was so much fun. I had a great time. It was fantastic. That one was clown theme. Did I tell you that?
No. Why would you do that? Why would you theme that?
It was circus themed.
Well, that's different than clown. And well, except I mean, everything, everybody
specifically, there was a clown scene.
Oh, okay. I mean, if that's your thing, if you're into clowns like that, get down for some clowns, I guess.
It was actually very interesting. It was very fun to watch. I enjoyed myself a lot. I got to have some fun times myself. You know, it was a lot of fun.
Speaking of clowns, Terrifier 3 is coming out in October.
Oh my God, is it really?
Yeah. Have you seen Terrifier and Terrifier 2?
I wanted to see Terrifier. I did not know that they made Terrifier 2 and Terrifier 3, though.
I think it's on, like, it's streaming somewhere, but I don't remember. Let me look.
Well, everything's streaming somewhere.
Yeah, but continue your conversation.
So, yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun. We hung out. We, you know, did kinky shit. We chit-chatted.
It's on some good Prime Video. Terrifier is on Prime Video.
Ooh, I have Prime. And... Ooh, speaking of which, I should check to see if Prime came out of my account.
Oh, Terrifier 2 is not really streaming anywhere. You can rent it or buy it on Prime Video for $3.
I mean, $3 isn't bad.
Oh.
Well, sorry. What are you doing this weekend? Anything exciting?
Not really. I'm going to move the furniture around again in the living room, kitchen, living room, kitchen, dining room area. Uh-huh. Mainly because I just got a new shelf unit thing for the microwave and those two, like the appliances that are right there.
Yeah.
And I just put it together the other day and cussed like a freaking sailor because it was annoying me. And Ryan was like, maybe you should just stop for the night. I was like, I need to finish it because I'm almost done. And then I was like, 14 more steps. Fuck, I didn't realize it was this long.
Oof.
But I finished it, and so I have to move some stuff around. And I decided that I liked the kitchen table or the dining table where it was instead of the second place that we put it instead of the first place, because I don't like how far it is away from like everything else.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it really just kind of, to me, it splits the room up. Right now, there's just like this weird open space in the middle of the room, and I don't know what to do with it, and I don't really want to buy any more furniture. Fair. So instead of having a weird open space in the middle of the room, I have a weird open space where the dining room technically should probably go. But I don't know, maybe I'll move the other chair that we don't really use over there and make it like a little reading nook. That way if Ryan wants to like read in silence or read on his own in his own little space. He can sit over there. It's somewhere where I can, if I don't need to be by, like, I can sit in the corner, not in the corner, sit off on my own doing my schoolwork and stuff on a chair instead of sitting where the TV and stuff is.
Right.
So that might be what I do.
There you go.
Other than that, like, really nothing. I have to go to the grocery store and get something because Ryan, when he did the grocery shopping this week, we did pizza, and we did pizza with hamburger and stuff on it.
Yeah.
And he didn't calculate that he's using the hamburger for the pizza and just assumed, like, thought, oh, it's going to be hamburger, but then it's also going to be, we'll have pizza. So that's two different meals. So I was like, okay, that's fine. So last night I had to figure out what to make for dinner, and there was some sausage in the refrigerator. Like, when I say sausage, my brain always goes to like the crumbly sausage, but it's more like the casing sausage that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like a Cajun style sausage. So what I did was pan fried that, and then we had some orzo pasta.
Ooh, I love orzo.
I didn't realize how much I liked orzo, but we had it a month or so ago, and then I bought some more. So I used that, and then I had some heavy cream, and so I did like 2 cups of water, a cup of heavy cream, and pan fried the sausage, added some onion, and then added the pasta, like cooked it a little bit for a couple seconds, and then added the water and the cream, and then let that cook down until the pasta was softened and the sauce kind of reduced.
Yeah.
And then added like half a block of white cheddar cheese.
Ooh.
It was good.
That sounds good, to be honest.
It was good. And Ryan was like, you need to remember how you made this because you have to make it again because it was really good.
It sounds really good. Now I'm hungry. Thanks.
I am too, because I haven't really eaten that much today or really anything today. Mm. So I've had coffee and that's it.
I mean, that's usually how I exist, to be honest, is I have a coffee and that's it.
We're just millennials. We live on coffee and dreams. That's all.
And most of those dreams are broken. Anyway,
what are you doing this weekend?
Since it's
a long weekend, if you didn't know, it's Labor Day weekend.
I know. I am going to Nick's second birthday party today, and then tomorrow, my friend Jen is having a baby shower, and I'm going to that. And then that's about it, honestly.
Oh, in 2 weeks, we will not have a podcast. I don't know if I told you to talk to you about this. I will be in Indiana not next week, but the week after that, I will be in Indiana.
That's right. I knew that you had an Indiana trip coming.
Yes. So it's Kristen's wedding.
Yes.
And the Friday is the day that we do the reception, or not reception, the rehearsal. So I will be busy with that, and then Saturday is the wedding. So I mean, technically we could probably record on Thursday or Sunday if we wanted to.
True.
And then I would just edit and upload it Sunday evening.
Yeah, if we wanted to do like a little full episode, we can also like just kind of play it by ear too.
Yeah, we'll figure it out when I get there, because I'm leaving on the 11th, which is Wednesday. I get there on the 12th because I'm staying overnight in a hotel somewhere. I don't remember where it is. On the 11th, checking out on the 12th, and then driving the rest of the way on the 12th. And then I check into my hotel on the 12th. So then I'm there until the 18th, and then I come back on the 18th, and I don't go back to work until the 13th or the 23rd.
Nice.
So I have a week and a half off, basically.
My birthday is this next month.
I know.
You're old. 36.
old?
I'm 4 years away from 40.
Old.
I know.
I'm going to send you, when you turn 40, I'm going to send you some black over the hill balloons.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Do you ever have the thought, like, of how little time we actually spend in childhood versus...
You talked about this, I think, the last episode or what, a couple episodes
ago. Oh, yeah. I think we did. I think we did. You're right. I'm bringing it up again because I'm always thinking about it.
Because remember I said, well, technically you really never have to be an adult except for... It's like governmentally mandated that you start paying taxes and stuff.
Yeah.
So really the only thing that is forcing you into adulthood is the government.
Fuck the government. You know what? Leave it in.
You work for the government.
So? I can still be overly critical of the government that I work for.
I guess you don't really work for like the government as in
I work for a branch of the government.
Yeah. You're not making policies or swaying policy votes.
I'm preserving our history is what I'm doing.
So what I heard is Sarah's a historian.
Essentially. I'm thinking about going back to school.
You should.
I'm thinking about going back to school to continue my library degree rather than pursue my linguistics degree like I was going to originally.
Yeah. I think if it makes you happy and excited about it, you should. And this goes to everybody. If you're thinking about going to school and you have the ability to, and it's for something that you really enjoy, but could also potentially see like an actual career in, then do it. Like, I don't know why I'm going for my doctorate, because there's really not, I guess I say that it's a doctorate in leadership and development, so it kind of makes sense. Doctorate in education and leadership, so it kind of makes sense that it works with my career, but unless I'm becoming the director of learning, which there isn't really a director of learning in my work, then there's not much I can do with it unless I wanted to then become a professor at a college, because I'm not going to teach children.
Right.
So I might look, once I'm done with my doctorate, into like doing, like I was thinking about doing a adjunct professor. Just as like a part-time thing to pay for my loan payments.
Right.
And that would be like where all that money goes.
Yeah.
And then if I do that for 10 years or make 10 payments, I guess is what it is, my student loans are technically forgiven.
Woo. We shouldn't have student loans in the first place.
I agree. I think it makes sense to loan money if you have to pay for it, to make it to where it's loaned. But the issue with student loans is the interest. I don't think there should be an interest rate on student loans.
I don't think there should be either.
Or if there is, it's like 0.2%.
Yeah, it would have to be extremely small.
I looked at my interest rate and it's 4%. But still, that's, if it just continues to grow, like I'll be paying interest and that's basically all I pay.
Yeah, all you're paying is the interest. The way that the American student loans are set up is fucking ridiculous, because by the end of it, you pay more than you actually had in loans.
Yeah. So I think that you pay more in interest than you had in loans.
No, you pay more total than you had in loans.
Well, that's for any loan you get. You always pay more than you had in loans. That's right. What interest is.
But what I'm saying is like there was a person who paid like her student loans were like $80,000, I think she said something like that. And she paid $178,000 and still owed $90,000.
So yeah, like what I said, she's paying more in interest than what she had for her student loans.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's insane.
So stupid. I hate it. I hate it here.
Well, I'm going to call it a podcast, and I have to get ready to go to the store so I can actually have a parking space when I come back.
Yeah.
Parking is crazy here. All right. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, a comment, and don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod. So if we don't come up in the search, then we're not on that platform. If there's a specific topic you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com or visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com. You can also send us a voicemail or send us a text message with anything you would like us to discuss on the podcast. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening. We hope you have a great week and enjoy your Labor Day if you get the day off. Other than that, Sarah, have a great weekend.
You too.
Have fun at your bald party. I don't know how you're going to get that hair under a bald cap, but good luck to you.
Thanks. I'm going to need it.
Like maybe put a hat on over your hair and then a bald cap over the hat.
I'm just going to put a bag over my head at this point and just be like, don't look.
Do you have any pantyhose or an old sock that you don't like anymore? Or like a sock that just a random sock, you can put that over, cut it to where it fits over your head. And then the bald cap will just roll right over that.
Roll right over.
Well, anyways, have fun. Tell Nick I said happy birthday, even though I've never met him.
Well, I mean, you could meet him if you wanted to.
Wait, tell him I said Feliz cumpleaños a ti. There we go.
I will tell him.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody, and enjoy your week since this will be coming out on Monday.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.